Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, today it's a wonderful gospel. You know, anyone hears this gospel is always becomes a joyful person. Today's gospel, it's in John 15. And therefore, as we have heard this gospel, let's try to sing a song and prepare ourselves more and more so that we are able to get into the Word of God, preparing our hearts, our land, so that the Word of God takes even more deeper root in our hearts. And therefore, let us have a song. Stretch out your hand, open your arms this way, and sing the same verse again. Again, look at the Jesus here. Open your arms. Whatever you want to understand, the Lord will write on your palms. Sing the song. Sing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God.
Hallelujah. Send your Holy Spirit. Enlighten each one of us with the Word of God. Help us to understand your Word, Lord. We are here before you. We have kept our arms open before you. Our hearts are open to you. Fill us with your word. Heal our wounds. Take away the blocks that stops us to understand your word.
Love you.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands louder. Can you laugh louder? Can you laugh? Laughing louder. You know, I have been thinking, they asked me what theme Father would like to speak to the people, and I was reflecting, this is, we are in the joyful moment of the Easter. And we need to, you know, express, enjoy, and, you know, share the joy of the risen Lord with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes when you reflect, we are very serious community people. Sometimes we come very pious, you know, we come to the Lord. And we, Lord, you know, we all that, you know, kind of a seriousness we come. But we need to be always joyful, give the smile. When I came first time America, I was in a parish, plus I was here. The first thing people told me, you know, people, everybody told me, many a majority of the people told me, Father, we love your smiling, you know. We love your smiling. Always you are there in the mass, smiling and meeting the people. And that really touched my heart. That really touched me. And therefore today I thought of speaking on the theme, be joyful always. The gospel today we heard, the John's gospel 15 verses 1 to 12, and the 11th verse says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be completed. Completed. Amen. See, completed. Only He can complete. Not anyone in the world. Not the wine shop or any other shops here or any dance club or any television. No. Only He can do that. And that's why we are here. And when I think of this joy, there is a three kinds, I have put it this way, I have three kinds of joy, kind of. The first one is permanent joy or everlasting joy. The second one is complete joy. And the third one is joy of redemption. Joy of redemption. Joy is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We may call it as one of the qualities of God. God is always a joyful God. Our Lord Jesus Christ wants to share His joy with us in a permanent way, in a complete way, and in a redemptory way. Joy of redemption, you see. That's the way the Lord Jesus and the risen Lord want to share His joy with us. It is a divine joy. It's not any other joy. It's not a joy that you eat good food or good burger or, you know, something, you had an apple pie, you know, or different blueberry pie, something like that. So it's not that joy. This is a divine joy. What is that divine joy? That comes from here. Not by eating, not by watching the TV, television, or talking any rubbish. This is a divine joy that comes from here, that no world can give this joy to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is a divine joy. You go anywhere, you can't get the joy. This is a divine joy. It is a joy that we experience deep down in our hearts. Therefore, the person who is filled with the Holy Spirit or have received the Holy Spirit, gifts of the Holy Spirit, is joyful. Joyful in all the circumstances. If you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, you are not happy in all the circumstances. Sometimes you are happy, sometimes you may not be happy. But the person who is filled with the Holy Spirit or have received the confirmation, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, he is always happy and joyful in the Lord. Hallelujah. That is a joy which I am talking about here. Divine joy. And Jesus says, so that your joy be complete. Now let us try to understand this joy. What is permanent and everlasting joy? Permanent and everlasting joy. I was reading the book of Isaiah chapter 51 verse 11 says, those the Lord has rescued will enter the Zion with singing, everlasting joy will crown their heads, gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. You see, those the Lord has rescued will enter into the everlasting joy. See, the Lord has people who have been redeemed by the Lord. Here, the rescue means the people who are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Those who are rescued, they will singing and praising God, they will go. There is no sorrow, there is no any sighing there. People who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Redeemer, people who live their life, people whose lives have been transformed, and who will be going to heaven with singing and praising joyfully. That's what the verse, prophet Isaiah 51 verse 11 says. These people are always happy, even if they don't have bread, wine, or shelter, or anything in their life. They are always happy, even if they are thirsty or hungry. St. Paul, so beautifully, with a full of conviction and with his own experience, he writes to the Romans. In his letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 36 to 39, he says, for I am convinced that neither the death nor life, neither the angel nor the demons, neither the present or the future, nor any powers, neither height or the depth, nor anything else in the whole of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is Christ, that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. You see, I told you, permanent joy. This is not simple half quarter joy. It's a permanent joy. See how Paul writes to the Romans those days. Why? He has experienced. Therefore, with the conviction, he is writing to the Romans, telling the people, brothers, this is what? Nothing in this world can separate us from the love of God. And therefore, remain in my love. Remain in Jesus. Seek that divine joy only in Jesus, nowhere. That's what we call the permanent everlasting joy. The second joy is complete joy. When I think of complete joy, 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 1, there we find, then Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord, my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. See, I delight in your deliverance. So what we see here, 1 Samuel chapter 1, we find the story of the prayer of Anna's prayer. Who is Anna? Is one of the wives of Elkanah. Elkanah had two wives. Okay? two wives, and one is Anna, and the another one is Penina. So Penina had a child, and therefore she didn't have any problem. But Anna, no child. So what happened? There is no child. She's always feeling bad, sorry. The family people look at her in a different way because she is barren, no child. So in that family, there is no joy. Something is being, you know, the family is lacking something. There is a half joy because one wife has child, but Anna has no child. So half joy, half sadness. There is no complete joy. So she prays to God. And finally, she gets a child. What's the name of the child? Samuel. Now, the joy is complete in the family, isn't it? You see? The joy is complete. When the child is born, full of joy. Can you clap your hands? See, in your own families, you know many friends, I know many friends, many families. The parents who have no children, it's a difficult for them to live in the society. Even anywhere you go, how is your children? When they have no children, what would they say? They may be praying to different places, different churches, running here and there in order to get a child. They pray to God. They do fasting and praying. They consult many doctors. They go to the different priests to pray over, you see. But how do we understand this? Is it the problem of the parents? Or is it that God has punished them because of they have done something in the past? How do we understand that? Here Anna praying to God. But God answers her. And the complete joy is found. And therefore, we pray, but we should never be discouraged. We may not understand the God's plan, how he runs the whole world, the whole galaxy. Everything runs in perfect circle. And therefore, all this, when we go to God without any discouragement, without, you know, any giving up our hope in God, you will get God, if not today, maybe in a year, he will give you in one way or the other, he will bless them with a child. Therefore, nothing to worry. That's our experience, and that's what we find in the gospel, in the Holy Bible tells us. Anna prayed to God, and she got a child. What happened here in Luke chapter 1, 46 to 47? Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." She just listening to the message of an angel and accepted to be the mother of God. What a joy and privilege to be mother of God, you see. That's the biggest joy you can have, which you can never forget in your life. You may have many joyful moments or joy in your life. I'm not talking about any other temporal joy. I'm talking something deeper joy, which means the divine joy which you have enjoyed, you may have, all of you. I'm going to ask all of you to say, what is the most significant or a joyful from the very depth of your heart, you know, a joyful moment or experience that you had in your life. I'm going to give you maybe 1 minute. You can close your eyes. Think of the most significant joy when you were so much joyful from birth to now that you can never forget that moment in your life. If anyone is ready, you can raise your hand. The joyful moment in your life, just you can say one sentence. This is the, someone is there.
31 years ago when I went to Steubenville, Ohio for the first time at a conference, and I stood and I gave my life to Jesus amidst hundreds and thousands of people. It was the most joyful day of my life.
Fantastic, fantastic. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Giving oneself to God, wonderful experience. That is touching one. Yeah. Someone is here. Yeah.
The most joyful moment in my life was when I surrendered my sexuality to God and offered him celibacy. And 2 weeks later, he introduced me to my perfect bride and the experience of our courtship and marriage.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Very nice, you see. When you speak of joy, everybody is smiling. You see, that's what the Lord wants to see us, you know. Heavenly Father wants to see all the children to be happy, see joyful faces, yeah. But the joy has to come from here. Next. Anybody? Anything, the joy you have experienced, which you can never forget. Yeah, someone is there. What a joy. That's a joy, yeah. With the parents, being with the children is, of course, it's a wonderful thing to be. I love. I love that. Yeah, all have, yeah. Don't feel what comes, just to say, if you think, reflect, you are creating a story. Yeah, she's there.
Good Friday, 2003, when I was meditating on Hebrews, and God spoke right to me, and there's nothing like it. And just recognizing that he learned obedience through suffering, was that easy for him, even though he's God? For some reason, that just changed everything for me, and I just felt so loved.
That's a beautiful thing. Yeah, you see, yeah. We have many experiences. Some experiences we don't relate with God. We just leave it, like, you know, Dominic. When we try to look at in that angle, we see how the Lord has done that in my life. You see, I was about to met with an accident, but the Lord saved. Sometimes we don't realize it is the Lord's hand is there. But when you apply this, you find there is a lot of joy. Yeah, here somebody was there. Someone was there. You? Yeah. Very good, very good, very good. We are very happy to know that. Yeah. In my life, I can say, before if someone is there, I can share, I have many joyful like that. The dominant one which I would say is when I was praying in the church before I joined the seminary, the Lord spoke to me while praying that you go. Go and join the seminary. You become a priest. You know, already you are doing the work for the people. I was a social worker going to help the people. Anybody for that matter, I go and help. I go and join the seminary. And the same message was given to neighboring convent. There was a sister. She also received the same message. I am closing the door and going to tell the sister. That sister who heard the same message there, she is coming to tell me. So I am meeting her just outside the church. I told sister, I am coming to say something. What is that? This is what? No, no, no. That's what I too heard, the same message. I'm coming to tell you. That same night, I left everything. I called my mom, please come and receive me. She took me to the Mother Mary shrine, and that's how I was healed from migraine, my migraine problem, and I joined the seminary. See, whole life I am joyful because of that wonderful experiences with the Lord. I have like that too many experiences. Not like any other, it's a divine experience, divine joyful experience I have. So, anyone is there to share? You can share anytime, okay? It's a joy, always. So we, now we have talked about enough about the complete joy. Now we will talk about the final one, joy of redeeming, redemption. Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Luke 15:5-7. "And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than ever 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." You see, the joy. 1 Peter 1:8-9, it says, this is a wonderful, you need to reflect again and again. So precise, so clear, this particular verse. 1 Peter 1:8-9. You go on reading this whole day. It really touches. It touched my heart when I was reflecting. It says, "Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see the word? You are not seen, but you love him. You see? You believe him.
Yes.
See, Peter writes so beautifully, you see. This particular verse really touched me. That's what I wanted to share with you. It says, inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. See? Therefore, you should never give up your faith. You have to go on keeping, making your faith stronger and stronger. Never give up, never get discouraged. You get the result here, you see? This is for you are receiving the end result of your faith. What is that result of your faith? The salvation of your souls. You know, for which every church, everyone is working for the salvation of the souls. The people who come to me for confession, when I give them advice or something like that, every time I tell them, never give up your faith. Never be discouraged in your faith. Go. Struggles are there. No problem. Rise above. Go. Go to the Lord. Go to the Lord. I tell the people. You see, beautiful things are there. And therefore, we need to rejoice all the time. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, rejoice always. Rejoice always. There is a song, Rejoice in the Lord Always. Do you know that song? Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Everyone is joyful today in this house of the Lord. Why? If he is not there, we are not joyful. We cannot be. He is there to complete our joy, and therefore we are here because he reads our hearts. He knows what we are. And therefore today we are here, my dear brothers and sisters. Let us now listen. We have listened all the word of God, all the reflections now. Let us have now the benediction, praising and worshiping the Lord and thanking the Lord.